Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved, cast out demons, and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com. You may also donate by sending check or money order to 9030 West Sahara Avenue, Suite 665, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. We thank you.
How are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing fine. You're 5x5.
Okay. Fantastic. Everybody, welcome aboard. It's an honor to be here with you tonight, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome back to our marathon. Today is Monday, November 9th, 2020. And gentlemen, welcome back. We'll get started. Would you like to open us in prayer tonight?
Yes, please. John. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather together over the airwaves. We ask, Lord, that you be with us now, that whatever we discuss and whatever we say will be acceptable and pleasing to you, first of all, and that it will be your desire and not ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You know, amen. I say amen to that. Everybody, welcome aboard. Gentlemen, I'm going to make just a quick comment, then I'm going to turn it over to you. I've said this before. I'll say it again for those who didn't hear me mention this previously. I'm standing with President Trump. I believe in the next few weeks, maybe as long as 6 weeks to 8 weeks, this sordid affair will be finished, and President Trump will be declared president once again for another 4 years. I do not accept Joe Biden. He's an illegitimate candidate. He's a communist operative. And there is clear fraud in this election. And I hold to the motto, no retreat, no surrender. I am going to have faith that I heard from the Lord. God is going to hasten his word to perform it. And I don't care how it looks out there. I'm going to stick to my guns. I believe justice will prevail. And when this thing makes it to the court, in the end, Trump will win. The others can go to the corner and get some cola crowns. That's all I want to say. Gentlemen, back over to you.
Yes, this has been a rather interesting week. And the mischief that has been perpetrated on this country is unprecedented. You know, we've had vote fraud before. In fact, I've learned in the last few days that there have been times when the courts have ordered an election to be done over. I really hope that doesn't happen, because I've been a little involved with it years and years and years ago. I was part of a committee that redistricted Iowa. And they put a redistricting bill through the Iowa General Assembly, they call it. And the Republicans passed it because they dominated both houses. The Democrats didn't like it, so they took it to court. And it went to Polk County. They said no. They took it to the Iowa Supreme Court. The Iowa Supreme Court did a very weird thing. Something I've never seen any other court do. They took it over and said, we will do the redistricting. And so yours truly got put on a committee. I just barely started working for the state of Iowa when they put me on this committee. And for 3 weeks, for 4 hours a day, we worked behind closed doors to come up with a program or with the congressional districts for the state of Iowa. And finally, after about 3 weeks of hacking it out between six of us, because there were six congressional districts, and each one of us had to build one of them. And it was not an easy process. In fact, a lot of arguments went on. I hate to say that we didn't always behave the best. But in the end, I think we did a good job. And if something as simple as that can take 3 weeks to get hacked out, how long is it going to hack out redoing an election and doing it right and having it secured? And I don't know the answer to that, and I can't imagine what it would be. But I have a distinct feeling that could be in the offing. But tonight, we sort of interrupted our programming. I had it all rigged up tonight that we were going to talk about the last years of David's reign as King of Israel. We'll do that another time, because it's important too. But tonight, I just, it was about a day, about, and in fact, it was yesterday morning. Before I woke up, I had this very vivid dream. And I dreamed I was in Iowa. I was visiting relatives when suddenly, just out of nowhere, the clouds became dark and it started to get stormy. I went outside to look and I could see wall clouds. And in Iowa, when you see wall clouds, everybody hits the basement because you know what the next thing's going to be. You're going to have tornadoes. And so I hurried everybody into the basement, but I sort of watched. And I watched as not one tornado went through where I was living and destroyed everything but two of them. And the second tornado destroyed what the first one didn't. And it was the most horrible sight I'd ever seen from the weather. And it sort of jarred me. I woke up. I was a little distraught. And wasn't real easy to talk to for about 2 hours. But finally, I got that nudge on my shoulder that the Holy Spirit does once in a while. He says, you got some research to do. And so I did this research. Major Baird has it. Omega Man has it. And this floored me. I don't get Bible codes that often floor me. But I started doing codes on Joe Biden. And what I found was not, it was so surreal.
But yeah, not only surreal, it was sinister.
Yes. And the biggest one I just found maybe 2 hours ago. I found within this code, it wasn't one of the first two words I ran. It popped into this code at a later date. But the demon, and I'm sure Shannon is familiar with him, Asmodeus, the king of demons. He supposedly holds the keys to hell. He's going to be in for a little surprise one of these days. But as I've started to study ancient evil, and we'll deal with this more tomorrow night. But for now, we have to understand that if Asmodeus has taken an interest in this thing, it must be very important to them. Well, what got my attention, and is I ran Biden, but I also ran ancient evil. And very, very unusual. They had the exact same skip rate, minus 1,012. Well, but the thing that was even more disturbing was it was embedded. Biden's name was embedded inside Ancient Evil. In all the codes I've run on Ancient Evil, I have yet to see that particular situation. I could not fathom how that could be a situation in this country, but it is. And as I started to run words to try to understand what I was getting, the first word I ran was Cain. Nobody has a bigger beef against our Heavenly Father than Cain. And also his Egyptian name, Osiris, was also embedded in this code. Saudi Arabia, embedded in this code. I'm wondering, that sort of caught me by a loop. How could this be? I thought those guys were best friends of Trump, till the Holy Spirit reminded me. Well, maybe so. But when Donald Trump would not influence his son to build a hotel in Riyadh, maybe they weren't so happy. Because Donald Trump, one thing he does have some semblance of business ethics. And one of those ethics is he's turned his business over to his son. And he lets his son run that business. He doesn't interfere. Now, he will give advice when his son asks for it. Because most people know that his son visits the White House at least once a week. And I don't think that's wrong. A son should be able to call upon his father for advice. I don't care if that father is the president of the United States. Children still need to have access to their parents. And so you know, every time I get one of these things and I don't understand it, sometimes it just takes a little further look. But then I started to realize somewhere in all this, Mr. Biden has made a deal with the kings, the royals, or let's put it honestly, the beast system. Also part of that deal is the watchers, which we read about from the book of Daniel and from the book of Jeremiah. I only saw the Daniel word in there, because sometimes Aramaic and Hebrew are not the same. Even though they may use the same letters, the language tends to change a little bit. Of course, the word vote is in here. I would have been surprised if it wasn't. Also, the fact that he's talking to familiar spirits. That's not real surprising. But he's making a deal to have rule over the United States. He doesn't understand that when you make these deals, there is a consequence to these deals. And it can be very painful. That's why in this code you see the words, Hebrew word for sick or weak. You also see the Hebrew word for corrupt. So we definitely have a corruption situation here.
Now, I want to ask a question for our audience as well. With the situation of a covenant with the chief demonic forces of the beast. If he doesn't deliver to them, what will they do?
Well,
in other words, if his bid for presidency is overturned.
And that's going to be my next research, because there's going to be a point in time where he's not going to want to do what Asmodeus wants. Because when Asmodeus comes on the scene, he makes a big deal of it. So,
I'll
and he's very,
question.
Very pushy.
He would be roadkill. And you've seen those animals that get run over in the road, dead on the side of the road? Roadkill. Just like demons that are sent out by witches.
It would surprise me if they don't publicly assassinate him and then blame it on us. So they can start rounding up Trump people.
Well, yeah. Given the situation we have right now, with the expected, the euphoria over the hope that they have won and the expectation that they actually have won, if that gets overturned, let me contrast that. Have you seen the constitutionalists, the patriots, rise up and riot, loot, pillage, and kill? No, because what we stand for is law and order and decency. But if you see it overturned, as it, you know, the expectation is that Joe Biden is the president. If that gets changed, no matter how it happens, whether it's legitimate or whatever it has, you will unleash all hell. And that's why hell is involved.
Yes.
They would turn on each other and consume one another.
Yes. And anyone who is in, is particularly anyone who is identified with Trump, if they can get him.
Well,
get to him.
Ms. Kamala Harris has already said that they are going to start compiling lists. So is Ms. Cortez. She has made a big thing that, oh, we're going to get every name and we're going to wreak revenge on them. She's a sick woman, but it's only because the demons in her are so prolific. One, in just how powerful they are, and two, in how many are there. I honestly have thought many, many times she sold her soul to get where she is. We've seen that too many, many times.
And well, at this point in time, it doesn't seem to be any repercussions or responsibility held, accountability, I should say, held against a person who despises God and despises the godly things of God. But that day is going to come to a close.
Yes, it most certainly is. We may see just a little tinges of this in this code, in the next one we're going to cover. One interesting thing I found interesting, and I find it interesting because they're the only ones interested in Biden. GRU, Russian Military Intelligence.
Yeah.
Why would they be interested and not the SVR, which is a general intelligence body? Why military intelligence?
Well, It's like we were discussing before, and I'll mention it also, is that you have a contrast there of the Nazi Wehrmacht and the SS. And the SS gained most of their knowledge and most of their fanaticism through demonic activity and through the occult.
Which we've documented heavily. Yes. on my Bible Code website. It might be worth a little bit of a read if you don't understand the power of the SS and the Gestapo, which is under the SS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, go watch some Hogan's Heroes episodes, and any time you saw the Gestapo come to visit, they aimed to please them enough to get them out, to get rid of them, to help that what they gave them would stop their inquiry. Because if they got displeased, what happened to the officer? He got a free pass to the Russian front. And for most Germans, that meant 4 out of 5 German soldiers never came back from the Russian front. The GRU mm-hmm. is the equivalent of the SS in Russia.
Yes, and particularly in the occult. I have a suspicion because I know, I don't know the exact agencies and individuals involved, but they've been working, as has our own CIA, heavily in the occult to do remote viewing, out-of-body experiences, going in and looking in at your own enemies' files, literally by demonic activity.
And we've had remote viewing has been around. How many years has Major Ed Dames been a guest on Coast to Coast and other programs? And he was supposedly one of the first in Army intelligence to use this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, that's part of the Army that both Major Baird and I are very ashamed of, is the fact that they've resorted to this. So, GRU, I think their goal somewhere in all this is that they can have America without having to pay for it, without having to expend military resources to take over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting here in this code, we see them here, we don't see the SVR, which is sort of generalized Russian intelligence. Don't see any sign of Chinese intelligence either. I was real surprised by that. Sometimes what's surprising in these codes is what you can't find. I don't find the CIA here either.
I wonder if North Korea would be in it.
I wonder, because they've had to eat a lot of crow since President Trump has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
Because they flew all these missiles and made all these scary things, and Trump called their bluff. And so suddenly Mr. Kim had to eat a lot of crow. So the other thing that's interesting in here, and I saw this word here, and considering what we've put up with in Colorado, the word cannabis. Well, cannabis is the Latin word for marijuana. And it could very well be that one of the things Joe Biden would like to do is legalize cannabis across the country so that everybody is like California and Colorado and Washington. And there's been quite a few states that have now legalized marijuana so you can go to stores and buy it. I know here in Trinidad, we have 30 stores selling marijuana. In fact, that's the number one business in Trinidad, Colorado right now.
Well, when you look at that, it seems to be an innocent thing to do. But the problem is, it's a doorway to open up the soul into the demonic element of spiritism.
Well, years ago, NASA tried using cannabis on their astronauts, but the number one thing that caused them to not use it anymore was the judgment of the astronauts went south fast. And they started doing things that were completely wrong. And they knew better. But judgment was gone. Why, if they can introduce cannabis on a large scale, they can break down the moral compass of the United States even further than it is. And next thing you know, we think we're crazy now. If people start smoking marijuana and it's legal, it's going to be a lot worse. At least here in Colorado, you just can't. You can't smoke cannabis like you do a cigarette. You know, if you're smoking a cigarette and walking by, nobody cares. However, if you smoke cannabis along the street and the cops see you, you're going to get cited and maybe even go to jail because it's no different than an open bottle on a public street. And if you are high on cannabis and you're driving, you can still get a DWI, driving while intoxicated. So here we are. We're looking at this code, and other things start to appear. We see buyer acquire and connected to Joe himself. He's been buying this influence. He's taking everything he's had. He's become a very rich man by being senator from Delaware and then being vice president. And that's not unusual. We've seen that with politicians for years and years. They have gotten rich off their office. And how do they get rich? They know how to take bribes or ransom. Then they know how to buy and acquire influence. What they don't realize is they've become sons of Belial. And some people say that being a son of Belial or a daughter of Belial is actually a condition at birth. I can't say that yet. It may get there. The other word that's connected in all this is the word soul. And connected to soul is the Hebrew word that means shatter into pieces. This man's literally fragmented his soul to the point he can't put two sentences together coherently. And he has literally sold himself and his country down the river so he can get a temporal amount of power. Mm-hmm. What a terrible way to go. And a couple other things that surprised me. I found the word Orsic in this code. Now, some of you may remember Maria Orsic was a psychic for Hitler. But after the war, we learned from the codes that she was brought to the United States, not very happy about it. She would have probably preferred to go back to Belarus, where she was from. But instead, or where, you know, now I'm hearing all sorts of stories about where this woman's from. But the one place she didn't want to go was the United States, but she sort of had to. Alan Dulles handed her a free pass, and she could get herself out of a lot of trouble if she just came to the United States. Well, after she got here, most of the Republicans disdained her. They didn't want to be connected to her. But that didn't mean she didn't have a lot of influence and a lot of power. She's still what we call now New Age. And when you're into the New Age movement, lots of people will try to tap into whatever you have. And finally, we started to realize that when she couldn't do it for the Republicans, she could certainly do it for the Democrats. And it appears that early on in Biden's career, he sought her help. And she was more than willing to get back on the game. She couldn't have Republicans. She'll take the Democrats. So, but then I started looking, and one of our old demons showed up that seems to be everywhere. And his name is Ashima. Some of you may remember him as the Joker. He makes deals with you, but he's always looking for a way to take advantage of you. You can't trust this spirit. But here he is in this code. And as I started to see this, I realized, Heavenly Father, we have got to get this election changed. Because if we don't, we're in for 4 years of tragedy.
Brother, it'll be more than 4 years. There's no turning back from this.
I don't think so either.
If we couldn't do it under Trump's time, who could ever come forward that would do a better job? You know, I'm not for going back to business as usual. Some have capitulated. And they need to be ashamed of themselves. Makes me want to vomit. They have went ahead and agreed with the news media rather than staying with President Trump and fighting this to the end. And again, I hold my guns. He's going to win. But we're seeing who you can count on the day of trouble and who you can't. Trump's got a lot of fair weather friends. He's also got traitors.
Yes, he does.
Like Ron Esper, who had his buttocks fired today. I'm so happy for that. Maybe he can get a job at Starbucks. You know, Gina Haspel needs to come next. Ray and Barr needs to get off his fat buttocks. All these people are dead weight at best, and at worst, they've been compromised for a long time, and they have deliberately tried to stop President Trump. But I'm ashamed at even those in the Christian community, that would get up on a Sunday morning and not even mention, but just a brief mention of the election and go on like it's business as usual, and, you know, we'll see another 4 years. Things are going like it always has. Are you kidding me? You're brain dead if you don't understand what's at stake here. Trump is the last man standing in the way of the great reset which the World Economic Forum is planning to launch. He's the last man standing. You and I are the last men and women standing. In the gap for our nation, our cross of Jesus, the flag. And if it's lost at this time, it's judgment time. It's judgment time, folks. And I pray that that is not going to happen at this time. I really do believe that God's going to hasten his word to perform. It's what he told me 4 times this week. Maybe 5 times.
Amen.
And you know what? I don't care what it looks like. Is this any different than what Paul and his crew were facing with Euryclodon? It looked like all was lost. And they prayed and fasted. They were worn out. Many of us are worn out there tonight. I know I've got battle fatigue. Battle in the spirit. You know, having to fight back depression, hopelessness, despair, hearing the evil report, hearing those that are congratulating Biden for a win that he has not gotten yet. They should be ashamed. Even Netanyahu needs to be ashamed. He's congratulated, quote-unquote, president-elect Biden. Biden is not a president-elect. Who made the news media arbiter? This is long from over, folks. It's going to the Supreme Court. But, you know, as painful as it is, maybe we needed to see who were the traitors among us. Who would just throw in the towel when the going gets rough? And who would be there to fight to the very end? Now, you gentlemen are military veterans. And I know, Major Tom, you saw action in NAM. Do you want someone fighting alongside that when the going gets rough and they think the battle's lost, they're going to tap out and maybe go to the other side and congratulate them or try to find a job over there to save their tails? Are you going to want someone there who'll be with you and even die with their boots on if necessary? I think that's a rhetorical question. I know Major Tom knows the answer to that.
Folks, yes.
No retreat.
You really don't want that. You don't want that kind of an individual in
here,
because
yeah.
you're going to lose your entire unit if that kind of personality and character is actually associated in your in your particular unit, because when the going gets tough, he will in fact go to the other side.
Absolutely, that's what some are doing.
And one of the problems that we were very concerned about, particularly as a leader, is an individual that gets disoriented, and believe me, concussions and from explosions particularly will cause you to be totally disoriented. You don't know, you become dingy. You don't know what's going on, if you're even able to be mobile at the time. And you're just as likely to turn around and start walking in the opposite direction of where you're supposed to be going. And if that happens, and individuals begin to watch that, and it becomes infectious, you have a panicked rout, and the enemy then simply slaughters you.
We've got a lot going on. We've got those that won't even fight, like Miraz. They came not to the help of the Lord. They came not to the help of the Lord against the mighty, and the angel of the Lord cursed them. They just sat it out. We've got people sitting it out. We've got some waiting to see who's going to be the apparent winner, and then they're going to go with the winning team. They were never with us from the beginning. God sees what's going on. If you don't know what's at stake here, you're brain dead. You're walking dead already. You'll take the vaccine. You'll take the mark. You'll be in the lake of fire before it's over with, because that's what we're facing. The great tribulation, the beast rollout, the vaccine program. Total lockdown. Gentlemen, My wife dragged me out of the house because I'm kind of a homebody on the weekend, all the time, actually. And how many times can you go and look at the beach? But I relented, and we went out, and you should have seen the city here. This place has been totally devastated, the economy. We were trying to find a place to eat. She likes the beach, so we drove down to the beach, and everything was closed pretty much. We found one place that was open, and we said, okay, well, praise God, we'll go in here. And sitting right there at the entrance was a guard. He directed us to wash our hands first. Got to have your mask on to get in. It's your ticket. He wants to take your temperature. He did all that, and then he said, scan this QR code. And my wife looked at me, and I looked at her, and she says, what? Scan the QR code. And I read it. She'll take a picture of contact tracing. It was there in English. Contact tracing program. They want to track you everywhere you go. That's the New World Order's plan. And we were supposed to register and let the government track that we've been in this restaurant. We said, no, thank you. We went somewhere else. That's the plan. Total lockdown. Total surveillance. Total tracking. Microchip, ultimately, or that nanodot luciferase that Patch talked about. And if you don't take up with the system, concentration camp like they're going to do in New Zealand. Back to you, gentlemen. And we are laying down and going to concede victory to Biden? One of the most corrupt politicians of all time, other than Hillary Clinton?
Well, we haven't even hit the worst of him yet.
Are people brain dead?
I'll tell you this. The last word in this code that I found was the word vampire. Apparently he's already taken whatever this vaccine is, and we've seen it before. Everybody who takes this thing, their blood gets contaminated, and they're now going to need blood to sustain them the rest of their lives because now they're contaminated. And so what do we have with Biden? We may potentially have the first transhuman president. And so that led me to my second code. And this one, in some ways, is even scarier than the first one. Because in this one, we see what Biden had to do to get the favor so that he could be the, quote, president-elect. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying that's what everybody else is saying. And when I started looking through this, one, the word vampire hit in this code. But what got my attention was two things. One, Biden was in it in Genesis 43:18, 6 plus 6 plus 6. And also matched into this code is the word giant or Nephilim. And this time in singular. Not Nephilim, which is plural, but Nephil, which means one. And the code's very specific about that because he's become one. And a lot of the things that are there, kings and the royals appear twice in this code. That's not a good thing because we know the beast system is running this little game. The fact that he's sick and weak is appearing in this code. Virus is appearing in this code. Of course, Lucifer's there. So is GRU. So is Cain. But we get some new things. We see for the first time he is using witchcraft and sorcery to accomplish what he wants. With a skip rate of 7-11, maybe we need to pay attention to July 11th. And also another word that appears in this code right on top of his name is the word Allah. He submitted. He submitted to Islam. Also, the fact that he's a Mason further cements that. And one of the most interesting things that appears in there is the word Malia. And Malia is one of Lilith's daughters. Lilith has two daughters. And if you go to Isaiah, you will learn about the horse leech, which is a vampire. And horse leech is Lilith. And the horse leech hath two daughters. Actually, that's Proverbs 30:15. I'm sorry. The horse leech has two daughters, Malia and Lamia. And once they tap into you, they're going to wear you out till you're dead. And this is probably the scariest thing.
Well, I think you're talking about Kamala Harris and AOC.
Right.
The horse leech sisters.
Could very well be.
Well, they could be very well infected by Malia, too. She gets around.
Kamala?
She don't...
Her parents. People are saying, let's vote for her because she's African-American. She's not African-American. No, let's tell you what the true story. She was an anchor baby, apparently. Her father was a Jamaican. And mother was from India, and the father was a professor of Keynesian economics. And I'm thinking, that rings a bell. Isn't that Obama? I'm of the opinion that Kamala and Obama are being handled by the same handlers. And the goal was only to get Biden in, get their foot in the door, and then they want to replace him with their real candidate, which is Kamala Harris.
Yes, and of course, everybody remembers, this isn't the first time we've heard that name, Kamala. If you remember your pro wrestling lore, there was Kamala the Headhunter. And I could not stop but make that association from the pro wrestler to... Now, the alleged vice president-elect.
And that's my point of contention, Tom. The people that are recognizing him as a president-elect, the votes haven't even been counted and settled. This won't go to the court. But what's that say about people that are already giving him congratulatory welcomes?
Doesn't
even in
say
the church.
Much.
Well, doesn't the Lord say he who comes in his own name will be greatly lauded and accepted?
Exactly. Yahushua said that in the book of John.
Yeah.
Some are of the opinion that... Go ahead.
Okay, well, all I was going to say is if we look at who the real handlers are behind the scenes, it in fact is... the head of the demonic world. These particular individuals and those associated with them really are the epitome of evil. They have, at this point in time, they have essentially hoodwinked most of the people in the United States to put them to sleep. I am amazed at how easily that has been done. And we have all of the chess pieces put in place so that on in any given 12-hour period, the beast himself personified can be revealed with all of his fake power. We have the technology right now to call fire down from heaven to call these carbide tungsten telephone poles out of near space to come in at speeds in excess of 2,300 miles per hour. And something that size coming through with that kind of a density that doesn't disintegrate ends up destroying an entire, and I mean entire, with nothing left but a hole, two blocks, one block and on into the second block in any given city, no matter how big it is. Or how tall or dense the buildings are, they would be gone, vaporized. That kind of stuff is not even supernatural. That's available right now to he who controls the Space Force. The secret, you got two Space Forces right now. You got one that's been acknowledged and you got the secret one. And whoever's in charge of that, even if Trump is elected, that may be brought into play. And you may see the War of the Worlds literally upon us. And that brings in, obviously, with the appropriate scriptures being fulfilled, you end up really having the double trouble, the last half of the tribulation period, the great tribulation.
I know it's got to come.
And
the Bible talks about it. But
I unfortunately think it's going to come faster than we anticipate.
You're probably right. I just was hoping we had a few more years. I'm under no illusion that if Trump does not win, there is no more time. And
no, that's
where I'm like, wake up, people. I heard one televangelist on at his service this weekend, and they made a brief mention, and they went back, and it's like, hey, business as usual.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, that was, you know, hey, let's pray.
We may be within, yeah, that's right. We may be within days.
God has commanded us to pray for whoever is president, and even the vice president-elect Biden. Are you kidding me? That's not God's choice.
No, no.
There's a verse that talks about you've put people in power that God does not support. Dr. Hansen was bringing that out this week. Biden is not God's choice.
No.
Biden is not a Christian.
Clearly, he isn't after everything we've seen.
He's a corrupt politician, a thief who's trying to steal this election. And if we roll over on this instead of no retreat, no surrender, we're accomplices. I would say that to anybody out there who's already congratulating Biden. It tells me you know nothing or you've been compromised from the very beginning. You're just showing your true colors now. You cannot be counted on the day of trouble. And you have no idea what's coming. If Trump does not win, I will not set foot back in America.
I just witnessed something that was rather shocking to me. I have a grandchild that's in kindergarten, and he's on live stream.
Yes, sir.
And all of the families. As we opened up Monday, the question was before the whole class, what just happened this last weekend? And of course, the kids were clueless. They didn't understand what was being asked at all. And eventually, a parent came on and said, "Oh, We had the announcement of the new president of the United States." Every family, to include the teacher, were euphoric and clueless. And they didn't even realize that you can't announce the victor of a ballot by the mass media. They have no authority to make that announcement. That announcement has to come from every state first and then tabulated.
So it shows you people are either ignorant or they're complicit.
And in most cases, I'm observing they're totally ignorant. Totally yes. ignorant. They believe that what they see before them is absolutely 100% good. So remember in the scriptures, we are now in the time when Christ said that good will be called evil and evil will be called good.
And in terms of 4 years under Biden, there's not going to be 4 years under Biden. America will be toast, folks. It's not business as usual. It's not, let's just go ahead and begin to pray for the vice president-elect. In fact, I was thinking about Alex Jones tonight. If I were Alex Jones, and he's going up there to fight, last man standing, I think he should say, look, if Trump does not win, I'm done. There's no reason for InfoWars. There'll be no more wars to be fought. It's over. This is the last shot, folks. It's over for America. Unless I were to be deported back to America, if Trump does not win, I'll never set foot back in America again if he does not win, because there's nothing to come back for. It's over if he does not win. And if he does win, we might have another 4 years. I still know that ultimately it's going to be over very soon, because judgment's going to fall on our land of America that I love. Dmitry Dudeman saw it. I just was hoping for a little bit more time.
Right, right.
If we couldn't reverse it with Trump there, what makes anybody think anything's ever going to change from here on out?
No,
we got about a 99% deep state in control out there. We're the 1%. It's almost over, but to shout. And this is our last battle. Either no retreat, no surrender now, or there's nothing left fighting for. Alex Jones needs to pack it up and everybody else. And I'm saddened by some out there that are even projecting there would be life beyond this. A life that you'd want to live. I'm not going to mention some names tonight. I would like to, but I'm not going to do it. But I just have nothing but disgust for those that would even capitulate. But you see, they don't want to die with their boots on.
You know, the problem is that's exactly what's going to happen. Remember what Benjamin Franklin said? Those who will exchange their liberty for security will gain neither.
Or deserve neither.
Or deserve neither. Well, they actually will deserve neither, and they will gain neither.
My grandfather did not serve honorably for over 20 years with the U.S. Air Force to see this fall to communism. My dad did not get drafted during NAM and serve out his time to see America fall to communism. And I know you gentlemen didn't serve our country as you did, to see America turned over to the communist. One lady in Britain said, my father and my grandfather both fought for our country. They were snipers for the British Army. They didn't put their lives on the line to see us lose it now to dictatorship, but Britain has fallen. And it's sad. And nation after nation are falling to Operation Lockstep, just folding on into the Great Reset, the New World Order.
Yeah,
this is sickening.
Actually, you're right, and as you have said, we will not, even with Trump, we are not going to ever return back to normal. It will just morph right into the Great Tribulation, which will be just more of the same pudding, only more intense.
Yeah, it's gonna. Tribulation is like a woman going into labor. It starts out, the contractions are far apart. And then they get closer and closer until the baby arrives. And that's what we're seeing with the tribulation. The contractions are getting closer.
Mm-hmm. And if I sound angry tonight, it's because I am. This is not a put-on, folks. I mean what I'm saying tonight.
This is
sickening, what we're going through. This is war. And you know what? We, having done all we stand, we put it in the hands of the Lord. But God has no respect for anyone that would turn in the heat of battle and turn back. Dear God, we got people that have walked over to the side of the Philistines. They're over there with Goliath because it doesn't look good for Israel. It reminds me of those in the time where God said, take the land and go over there and inherit Jordan, you know, go across the Jordan, go into the promised land. And we had people sowing fear, and they said the giants are too great. Let's not go.
Mm-hmm.
They were cowards then, they're cowards now, and our time is up. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I thank you for standing in the gap for our country that you love like I do, for our president. And how can people contact you and your ministries?
This is Major Baird. You can contact me with my website, aliveontheedge.com, or contact me on my email, tom@aliveontheedge.com. And go ahead, Tom.
Professor Tom Mack, and I have a lot of ways to reach me. Biblecodes.co. I will be putting up new material probably by tomorrow morning. I'm going to work into the night. Also, we got a couple more codes I'm going to be running here, and this is, we're in deep trouble.
It's going to be a fight.
It takes a lot of prayer, and this is urgent right now.
Amen.
Folks, pray every
day.
We'll
talk more about this tomorrow night, Shannon.
Amen. God bless you both, gentlemen. How can people reach you?
Well, we've already talked about Tom. For me, just tom.mack, M-A-C-K, at whitestonefoundation.org. And I try to answer my emails. The system may decide that I don't need to get some of them, but pray for them before you send them, and I should get them.
Gmail will see to that. Actually, they're not Gmail, but Yahoo. Gmail, of course, has been reading people's emails and scanning them for a long time, for many years. Yahoo has just been caught in the act and even not delivering emails that go against their political stance for Biden. I think InfoWars reported on that. For that reason, I encourage people to go to Proton Mail. It may be the last vestige of email freedom still out there. And I made the move a long time ago. Hope you join me over there. Gentlemen, God bless you both. We'll see you next time. Love you all.
The Lord be with you.
Yes. Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Again, you can get a free account at protonmail.com if you're interested. Okay, we're going to set up for our next show. Let me say this.